AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial begins. I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump in court this morning, day one, as Trump faces nearly three dozen felony counts, accusing him of hiding hush money payments to an adult film actress. But Trump outside the courtroom had his own assessment.
This case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this.
Jury selection begins today. Could take weeks. ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams says finding a jury could be tough.
The standard is not, do you know who the defendant is? That's not what it is. The standard is not, do you know anything about the case? The standard is, can this person objectively evaluate the evidence? And that's where it's going to be tricky.
As proceedings began this morning, Judge Juan Merchan denied a pair of motions filed by Trump's legal team seeking his recusal from the case, citing his past comments and interviews and his daughter's work with a democratically affiliated firm. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. After a ballot recount Friday, the Dane County Board of Canvassers is declaring David Peterson the winner of the county board race in Cottage Grove by just 5 votes. Peterson faced Lorene Gage. The race for District 36 was the closest by far in any of the April 2nd spring elections. Both got a little more than 1,400 votes. County Clerk Scott McDonald says the recount went smoothly and reinforces the accuracy of elections. The work of former White House photographer Pete Souza is on display at the University of Wisconsin's Education Building for the next month. Souza returned to Madison last week as part of the exhibition opening. Souza was an official photographer for President Reagan and chief White House photographer for President Obama. He and his wife, Patty Lease, lived in Madison for 5 years before they moved to Illinois recently to be closer to family. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Bucks get blown out in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks wrapped up the regular season with an ugly loss to the Magic, 113-88. Damian Lillard was back from an adductor injury. Doc Rivers asked why he benched him in the second half.
I just didn't like how he was moving, honestly. I didn't like the way he was moving the first half. He took a bad step, and I just didn't like the way he was moving. I'm just being straight with you. I just figure if you sit them, you can't be wrong.
Up next, the Bucks will host the Pacers in a best-of-seven playoff series, Game 1 Sunday at Fiserv Forum. Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Orioles 6-4 Sunday, but won the series in Baltimore. They host the Padres tonight. In golf, Scottie Scheffler wins his second green jacket at the Masters.
It's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Scheffler winning by 4 strokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, especially in the afternoon, 60 our high. Rain and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, and the rain could be heavy at times with an inch or more likely through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Monday, I'm joined by movie producer Bob Brown and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Kennedy is a radical left Democrat and always will be. But he's a better man than Joe Biden, that I can tell you. It's great for MAGA. I hope he continues to run. But the communists will make it very hard on him to get on the ballot, as they did for him as a Democrat. He wanted to get on the ballot. They made it very, very difficult for him. They really went after him viciously, just like they go after me.
No, he was more than welcome to join the primary.
Yeah, he didn't. He chose not to.
Exactly. That's not Democrats keeping him out.
Nope.
That's him keeping him out, himself out.
Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't tell anybody that's considering voting for RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. to not vote for him, is because Donald supports him.
Yeah.
He basically just endorsed RFK Jr., kids. I don't think RFK Jr. wants that endorsement necessarily.
No.
But, you know, let's go on with the next thing that Donald said about Biden.
But expect him to be indicted any day now, probably for environmental fraud. He is Crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, not mine. Biden can't speak. Biden can't debate. Biden can't put two sentences together. So I guess he's probably going to indict RFK Jr. But I'm glad that he's running. They will fight it out together. We have the right and we have the center. And we have even center a little bit left, if you can believe it or not.
No.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Not even close. And then he finally said this at the end.
Because that group is radical left. They want windmills. They want all sorts of things that are going to destroy our country. And windmills. We're not going to allow it. If you want to drive an all-electric car for a half an hour before you have to go home and get it charged,
not true.
Then you should vote for Joe Biden. But it's going to be interesting to watch the two of them fight it out. I do believe that RFK Jr. will do very well. And I do believe he's going to take a lot of votes away from Crooked Joe Biden. Thank you very much.
I can't. Windmills? Really? Does he still think they cause cancer? Is that it?
I guess so. No, he hates the windmills outside of Palm Springs.
Weren't there a set near his golf course in Scotland, too?
Yeah, they were building some offshore.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I don't understand. He's nuts. He's not well.
Yeah.
And he's weird.
Yeah.
He's just weird.
He's also never driven an electric car. Have you driven a purely electric car before?
I've been in them.
The torque on those things is incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you can go very far on a charge.
You absolutely can.
And batteries right now are being developed that can run. I know Lexus is developing a battery right now.
Yep.
That I don't think it's a lithium battery. It's a different type of battery. Mm-hmm. And they're expecting it to be able to go 500 miles on one charge.
Yeah.
That's where the future is, kids.
Right. The main problem we have with electric cars right now, though, is the charging infrastructure.
Absolutely.
California put a lot of charging stations in place, but allocated no money for the maintenance of those. And right. So you get to one, and it's a crapshoot as to whether it's working or not.
Right.
That's the big problem that we're having here in California with charging stations.
I think what we should do is partner with your local gas stations, and they maintain an electric charge. They make money off of it, too. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, if I owned a franchise at all of any any gas company, I'd be like, can I install a couple of these?
Well, you should be, I mean, these companies should be able to contract with, you know, places like 7-Eleven or something like that, have a charging station
Absolutely.
In every 7-Eleven parking lot.
Yeah.
Lease the space for them,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, 7-Eleven makes money, or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, retail place makes mm-hmm. money, and, you know.
And they maintain it.
Exactly.
There's one outside of this yogurt shop by mm-hmm. my house. And it's people park there all the time. And
sure.
I don't know how much it costs to fill up.
Right.
But people park there all the time, and then they go and get a yogurt.
Right. My friend Christian has a plug-in hybrid.
Uh-huh.
And he says it costs about the same as traditional gas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you're saving money with an all-electric vehicle. No oil changes right. needed. No smog yeah. needed in California.
Right.
Or in most places that do that. So it's a good – I can't wait for the battery power to get – to a better level and the infrastructure
right.
to take place. Because wasn't that in the infrastructure bill that Biden signed, more electric charging
yes.
stations
yes.
nationwide? Because right. that's the other thing. You're kind of stuck in places that are supporting it.
Yeah, especially if you're driving like between Los Angeles and Phoenix.
Right.
You know, there's not a lot in between
right.
The two cities.
Right.
So, you know, there needs to be more there as well.
It needs to be more all yeah. over the country. And it will be. I have no doubt that eventually it's going to be like gas stations. And I like your idea of 7-Elevens having them. Or...
Sure. Just, you know, 7-Elevens could lease the space, make some money.
Why not?
Yeah.
Come on, 7-Eleven, hop to it. What? There's one in Kettleman. Come on. Between here and Sacramento. Let's go. Let's go. Let's
yeah.
go. Sue in Rockville, hi.
Hey, very nice job this morning, guys.
Thank you.
Holding down the fort really well. I want to build on what Seth was saying before, because what makes us special and the reason why we are going to succeed and Joe Biden will be reelected is that we're just good and kind and generous people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was great. Kevin was referring to yesterday, two of our fabulous MOOCs, Deb Mancini and Lisa Lucas, took the COVID pandemic and turned it into a cooking show that is now this fabulous cookbook called That Time We Ate Our Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a national book tour. And yesterday they were at the Busboys and Poets here in D.C.
Uh-huh.
at the Tacoma
mm-hmm.
Park one. And here's our Babseska with the beautiful Kimberly Johnson emceeing this event, filled with MOOCs, filled with people who are just happy, who love company and food and Stephanie. I mean, it was just this joyous, you know, Kelly House, our fabulous Kelly, is staying here with me. Kelly, yell hi.
Hi.
And the OG MOOCs from D.C., including Kevin, were there. And it was just this happy, joyful event filled with laughter, talking about food and love. And Deb and Lisa are unashamedly political. And we talked about how everything they do is imbued with their politics. So I am not their publicist, but I do want to say they're on a national book tour.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a chance to see them, because they're going from here to Baltimore to New York up to Boston and Connecticut and to Maine, and they've been on the West Coast, they're amazing, and they bring such joy and hope to what we're all going through,
mm-hmm.
because we all know that for the next few weeks, the media has learned nothing since 2016.
Right.
So it's going to be 24/7 Trump lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And this felt like such a beautiful counterbalance of meeting people and our common, I mean, the common ground for almost everyone there was Stephanie Miller and the show, all of you.
Aww.
And then we're all like offshoots of that. We're all satellites in the periphery. But that's why we're going to win, because we're just kind, good people, good-hearted people.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And there's more of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 50% of the country people.
Right.
It's 25-30% of the country supports this human.
Yeah.
So if we all get out to vote,
which is the trick.
That's the trick. We got to vote.
Yeah.
Those of you who have never voted, please do it this uh-huh. time.
Yeah.
And also quadruple check your registration mm-hmm. in your state, so you make sure that you are still registered and have the correct ID.
And if that means getting a gun license, go get a gun license. Right. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay?
Here in California, I've done two things within the past few months. I've renewed my driver's license, and I paid my taxes. And both times, I was asked repeatedly, do you want to register to vote? Do you want to register to vote? Do you want to change your address? Do you want to register to vote? I mean, it's hard to get away from it here in California.
No, they definitely are encouraging people to vote here. And there's a drop box less than a mile from my house, so it's easy for me to access that.
I mean, they ask it so many times, I'm like, do they think I'm not registered? What's going on? What?
Yeah, when I renewed my license a year or so ago, I was like, I'm already registered, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
So I registered again. I don't know.
Yeah, just check it.
Yeah.
There's several websites where you can check it.
Yeah.
And just make sure in states where they are suppressing the vote, like Florida and Texas, mm-hmm. and mainly in the South, make sure you're registered. And just make sure that you are and that you have the proper ID if you have to vote in person.
Yeah.
The GOP actually is thinking they have found the secret sauce to convince Trump fans how to vote by mail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're hoping to persuade his supporters to embrace mail-in voting without raising his ire.
Okay.
So that's a tightrope to walk.
Yeah.
He believes, Donald believes mail-in voting is fraudulent, which it is not. He's called for its abolishment, which he votes by mail. Sources told The Guardian that his own campaign knows that banking votes early is the most effective and efficient way to turn out their bait. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they have to overcome his fear-mongering about it. The Trump campaign has a delicate task of persuading Republican voters to participate in early voting methods. That includes voting in person early.
Mm-hmm.
That Trump has falsely said were the reason that why there was rampant fraud in the 2020 election. There was no fraud in the election. And most of the fraud that we found, Republican voters.
That's right.
Mail-in voting was popular amongst both Democrats and Republicans until 2020. In fact, I thought more Republicans voted by mail than Democrats up until 2020.
I'm not sure.
I mean, I've been voting by mail for 20-something, almost 30 years.
I always vote in person on Election Day.
I know you do. You like that.
I do. It makes me feel like I'm a part of democracy.
Why don't you just bring your ballot in and hand it to them?
No. I want to fill it out because something may happen to one of the people I vote for. You know,
still happen after you vote.
It could. But I always wait until the very last second because something may happen. It happened to me when was it? 2020.
Oh, with Pete Buttigieg?
Pete Buttigieg. Mm-hmm. Yes. I voted for Pete Buttigieg. I voted early for Pete Buttigieg in the primary,
mm-hmm.
because we had to go to Seattle for Sexy Liberal.
Right.
That was before the pandemic. And in between the time that I voted for Pete Buttigieg and Election Day, he dropped out of the race. So I'm like, that is why I always wait until Election Day.
Okay. Well, that's a valid argument.
Well, you know.
Valid. But if I were like you, I would actually get everything so prepared.
Oh, I all the election materials I get in the mail,
mm-hmm.
I put in a stack,
mm-hmm.
and I take it all with me into the voting booth.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very diligent.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes some of the judges or some of these propositions you see, you know, I want to actually read what the proposition is, want to read some of the arguments for and against it, and I do that inside the voting booth.
Really? You take a long time to vote then.
That doesn't take much longer than a normal person, but yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Goodness, you're like the poster boy for voting.
I took it seriously.
I do too. With judges, though, it's hard.
Okay, here's my thing with judges.
it's hard.
Yes. My thing with judges is that I always vote for the incumbent because if a judge has done something really, really heinous, you would have heard about it on the news.
Good point.
And so, you know, if I haven't heard of a particular judge,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, this one time, this last time, I voted for Christopher Darden because I'd heard of him.
And he's a lovely man.
And he didn't win.
No, he did not.
No, but most of the time I vote for the incumbent because if they've kept out of the news, then they've been doing their job properly.
Probably.
Yeah.
Most likely. But it is because it's hard to find out, okay, how do they judge certain cases? What's, you know, to me, we have probably too many prosecutors as judges.
Probably.
Because we should have defense attorneys
uh-huh.
becoming judges. I think that's an important thing to balance,
uh-huh.
especially in criminal
mm-hmm.
courts.
Yeah.
I think that's very important. Like Judge Chutkan, she was a defense attorney.
Right.
And so that's why I think she's a very good judge for any case, let alone the one that's coming up, because she's just by training is fairer probably to defendants. not necessarily fairer, but she'll see both sides of it easier than a prosecutor might.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It is 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by that stuff right over there.
Yes, Whey Protein by Power Life.
Whey.
Yeah.
Power Life High Impact Protein.
Yep.
Are you ready to unlock the secret of building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym so you don't have to lift Buicks all day long?
I want to lift Buicks.
Okay. Well, you can lift all the Buicks you want. You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Now, he was the creator of the workout program P90X, if you recall. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, he came down with a rare virus and was bedridden. He lost muscle and didn't know if he would even live. And at 65, he's feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, which is a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle, even without exercising.
Yeah.
He created high-impact protein available in whey, or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, and helps you slim down. Mm-hmm. Imagine building muscle without exercising.
Whoa.
Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, use code fitness, and save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text fitness to 511-511. Text fitness to 511-511 today. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and text fees may apply.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, you know being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35%. On Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code Miller at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom's going to love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep: temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather outside. That is my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, use that promo code Miller. You save 35% at CozyEarth.com and look like a hero to your mom. CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, use the promo code Miller.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, I hate to say it, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Baby, you dropped the bomb on me. But you turned me away. You dropped the bomb on me. Baby, you dropped the bomb on me.
Talk. It is 25 minutes after the hour. Dave in Miami, hi.
Hi, I'm wondering if Steffi will be interviewing Tom dressed up as Margaret Hoover. Or Norma Desmond, because he did meet Gloria Swanson.
He did.
But with all this craziness with O.J.'s death and now Trump's trial, you know, both of these people had it made in the 80s. I mean, O.J. almost played the Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
But by the this should be a reminder about how much hope we had at the beginning of the 90s with TV shows like Earth Force. And in the end, we messed it up, and we need to learn that lesson. Don't mess it up, okay? At least when I voted for Nader, I had a purpose, and there were smart people agreeing. This is not that, okay? Biden, and Team Biden. Mm-hmm. Thank you, kids. Have fun.
All right.
Thank you.
This is what we're having for breakfast.
That's right.
Biden. All day long. All day long. In fact, Michael Cohen is stating that, and it's not like we're not thinking this too, but as he said when he testified in 2018 to the House Oversight Committee, he predicted his biggest fear was that Donald, if he lost the 2020 election, there would be a peaceful transfer of power.
Right.
He was accurate in that prediction, unfortunately. Right. And he said, I'm going to give you my next prediction. If, God forbid, a million times Donald wins the election in 24, there will never be another election again, because Donald believes, like Putin, that it doesn't matter who you vote for. All that matters is who's counting the vote.
Right.
I think that was Mussolini who coined that phrase, didn't he?
I think so.
So there might be the impression of an election, but it will never be a legitimate one again. He has no intention of being another one-term president. This, for him, is presidency for life. And so, as we go on trial now, Michael Cohen, like I said earlier, he's been subpoenaed to testify, but he's obviously going to do it.
Right.
First off, that's the law. And secondly, he wants to do it, I think. But he's under subpoena.
Sure.
Which I'm sure a lot of, I'm sure McDougal's probably under subpoena, too. I doubt she even wants to testify. Because she actually liked him.
Ugh. Yeah.
I can't even fathom that.
No.
Like, ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just wish that Marla Maples could get out of her NDA. Because that would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
It would be a nice little thing to find out about. Matt in North Carolina, hi.
Hey, guys. Look, I'm running for the General Assembly.
Oh.
In Johnson County, and I'm probably going to get beat by 10 points, right?
All right.
But much like Gore Vidal, I am a happy warrior. I'm willing to point out the inadequacies of protection for my 11-year-old daughter, which they're getting ready to make no tolerance as far as reproductive rights are concerned.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Defunding public education. My mom is 83 years old, and I asked this question ever since I started running for office, and everybody go to Matt Wood NC26 and just check me out. I got a real platform.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do Medicare. I've asked every person over 65 about what they knew about what their insurance was going to be like, the relationship with their doctor, their prescription costs. There's been one person that has known about this. So this is like a duty of care that these Republicans are not following. But I'll say this. On a happier note, okay, Mark Robinson and Michelle Moreau, the two crazy people that are running for governor and school head of the schools, in North Carolina, both have promised that after they retire, that their libraries will have every coloring book and word search available for the public to view and look at. So their altruism is wonderful, but they're dumb as hell. And Donald Trump is worried about fascist windmills coming from where? The Danish?
We'll be right back. It's 29 minutes.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A local developer is moving forward with plans to turn a Super 8 motel on Hayes Road on Madison's east side into apartments. That's despite the high cost of having to abide by Wisconsin's electric meter policy. Wisconsin law requires an electric meter for each apartment unit. The Cap Times reports developer Wiseman Capital stopped pursuing a state waiver after one was denied for the developer of a similar project. Construction is set to start next month. April is National Volunteer Month. Doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals in Madison are volunteering their free time to provide timely health care for people in need. Specialty Care Free Clinic is a community-run clinic where healthcare professionals volunteer their skills in their free time. Patients don't have to have health insurance. One nurse tells Channel 15 it makes a difference for people who'd have to wait months to see a specialist. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Another beautiful day on tap with mostly sunny skies and high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees. Clouds begin to increase tonight and winds start to get feisty as tomorrow a major storm strikes, bringing drenching rain, thunderstorms, and vicious winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty, they're real. They're solid and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A
And what that means is they're going to try to decide how they can use this to their advantage, how they can put something else into the conversation, into whatever the bill is or the solution that they come forward with, to make it probably something that Democrats can't vote for or something that is not in line with what the people of Arizona want. If we were going to do the right thing, we would have done it on Wednesday. We would have just done a straight repeal of the ban.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's absolutely right.
Who's that?
That was, thank you, Democrat State Senator Eva Birch on the Arizona abortion law. It is 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. It's Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be back tomorrow. She just got home from Minneapolis from a resounding successful show, the first show of the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Mm-hmm. Next show is in Philly, so go to sexyliberal.com and get your tickets.
That's right.
Okay, you can go from all over. All over. It's so easy to get to Philly if you live in that sort of part of the planet.
If you live in the New York area, if you live in the D.C. area, the Baltimore area, it's all easy to get to.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tony in New Mexico, hi.
Hi there, good morning.
And we're coming to Albuquerque, too.
I was calling quickly about the charging station issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a full-time RVer, and one of the things that a lot of RV parks are starting to do is give up some space for people to charge their cars that are driving through, make a few bucks.
That's awesome.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah.
So you can, on your route, you can maybe call ahead and see if somebody's got a space available to charge your car. They, you know, parks I've stayed in, you know, sometimes $5, $10, $15 to charge your car on the way through.
Right.
That's
So long as you're carrying your adapter and the cars that can do that. Teslas, you can't adapt.
Right.
One other thing I wanted to add real quick is a little history thing, because you were talking with some people earlier about Arizona and their wayward ways. During the time of the territories, New Mexico sided with the Union during the Civil War.
Right.
Arizona sided with the Confederacy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Yep.
The western front of the Civil War was fought outside of Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Well, the farthest west battle in the Civil War was the Battle of Picacho Peak in Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, technically, but the Battle of Glorieta Pass was where they stopped the Confederate Army from advancing to California.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, right on. Thank you for that history lesson, Tony.
Yeah.
Chuck, in Tucson, you have thoughts on energy stations in the grid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on now. If in the land of the mobile.
Huh?
Oh. The land of the mobile.
Phones? Prefab.
Right.
Solar already. Where is that? But you could also have self-contained solar power at rest stop in the middle of the freaking desert charging stations.
Mm-hmm.
People could literally have them in the 7-Eleven parking lots. Where's the innovation? A couple solar panels and you have renewable energy creating renewable energy. You know, I mean, come on. It's not that hard. We have the technology. What we don't have is the political will.
Exactly, exactly. And the oil companies, they don't want it. And I think that's stupid. It's not far-seeing, you know?
Right.
Because there are limited – it's limited. Fossil fuels are limited. End of statement. Granted, these CEOs are going to die before that limit is gone, but – I don't understand it as a business model not to get involved in electric charging stations.
Right.
It just, if I were a heavy shareholder in any of those companies, I'd be insisting on it.
Yeah.
You know, let's take it. Let's be the first ones to do it. ExxonMobil could make a bank. Chevron, they could all make bank doing that.
Yeah.
Because you get more customers. You just do.
Yeah.
Because they're losing customers right now that are fully electric.
Right.
They're gone. Because they're not going to buy another gas-powered car ever.
Yeah.
It's just easier to maintain. So many things are easier about them than a regular combustion engine vehicle. Yes, Christopher.
The only thing that's coming to life now that people have had electric cars for
an
extended period of time, the resale value isn't all that great because people are afraid of, you know, what happens to the battery after a certain period of time.
And
I get that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
So we're going to have to figure that out as you know, the electric fleet starts to age.
True, but I mean, yes, those batteries are different than a regular 12-volt
right.
that you have in your combustion engine car.
Right.
Definitely different. But
you know, people have rechargeable batteries in their cell phones, and people know that those batteries fade over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what does that mean for the resale value of a car?
Well, most people only own a car for maybe 4 or 5 years tops right now.
Right, but people often, you know, sell their car back to the dealership in order to get a down payment for on a new car.
Right.
You know, what does that mean for resale value?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, I know Toyota and Lexus are trying to figure that out because they want to get ahead of this.
Yeah, yeah. But that's an impediment to selling more.
And also they're dangerous to just to get rid of. Yeah, they're dangerous. They're not like any lithium battery. It's not safe. So
you know, while electric cars, it's great. They're wonderful. And, you know, I've driven one for an extended period of time. There are some downsides to it. You know, it's not all roses.
No, it's not.
And it's something we need to figure out.
And we will.
Yeah.
I have faith in us that we, the next generation coming up really needs this. Mm-hmm. They just do because we're leaving them a planet that's not in that great a shape.
Yeah.
And without trying to fix, I mean, we should have done it in the 70s when Carter tried. Mm-hmm. And then Reagan took the solar panels off the White House as a big F you, which was really lame. I mean, we would be so much farther ahead had we listened to President Carter.
Well, yeah.
In a lot of ways, we would have been a lot farther ahead.
Yeah, the solar panels back in the 70s were really, really inefficient, though.
But it was, you know, it was the point.
Right.
I mean, I have panels on my house, and they're 20 years old. They're too old. I need to replace them, mm-hmm. but I can't afford it right now. They're a little pricey.
Yeah.
But the newer ones are much better and more efficient, and
I'm sure.
It would be cost effective. I just don't have the kind of change, right? And they're not giving the rebates anymore like they used to.
Right, right.
So, because my panels paid for themselves in 5 years.
Also, you have some really tall trees in your neighborhood. Do you get...
I get the right amount, yeah.
Okay.
When I was getting the rebate from the city and the state in 20 years ago, where I was going to put the panels had to have direct sunlight at least 8 hours a day. And where my panels are at the moment do.
Okay.
And if the trees get too tall, we just trim them down.
Okay.
It's no big deal. And you got to keep them clean, too. Even though it rains, it doesn't keep them as clean. So Lonnie gets up there and cleans them sometimes, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do. We definitely keep the trees as low as we can in order to get as much, especially, like, in the winter, obviously, there's less sun.
Right.
But I highly recommend it if you can afford to do it. And there are, the feds, I think, are still giving rebates. Mm-hmm. I'm just not sure I would get another one because I already got one. But I highly recommend if you can afford it and can get the proper rebates going, do it.
And whoever you buy your solar panels from will help you with the rebate process.
Oh, yes, they will.
They know all about the rebate process.
And a lot of roofing companies are starting to also incorporate solar into their roofing business, which I think is brilliant. Because then you know your roof's not going to leak. It's going to be a much better situation. And I can't wait to be able to afford a roof that is all solar panels because that's coming.
They're making solar panel shingles
right now. It's coming.
Yeah. But when you need to get those replaced, that's a little tricky.
That would be, But it's going to be easier sooner. You know, it's going to be totally wonderful. And when I got it, it was when Schwarzenegger was our governor because he completely and utterly encouraged that.
Sure.
All the time.
My workout buddy, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, your bud.
Yeah.
Your bud, your pal, who just got a pacemaker.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But he said he's going to do the next TV show that he's on, which is very funny.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it, it's very, very funny. Steve in Chicago, hi.
I would like to speak to Miss Eve Harrington, please.
She's right here. Hi, how can I help you?
Terrific. I just wanted to chime in on the... on getting ready to vote. I love that Chris does his research in the booth. Mm-hmm. What I started doing about 10, 15 years ago is a week or so before the election, print up a sample ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set it up and show me who's going to be on my ballot based on where I live.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So you can sit down and do some research. And for the judges, if they're making the news as doing something bad, that's a good way to eliminate them. But news coverage is so bad these days that a lot of bad judges kind of run under the radar.
That's true.
Check out various groups you support, like if there's a gay lesbian newspaper in your area, or check your local bar association. There's lots of different bar associations that will say, "Yeah, these people are perfect."
Yeah, I know. I get a little hinky.
Yeah.
Voting along the lines of what one organization tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because everybody has an agenda that may not exactly line up with mine.
True.
So,
I know, and that's why I always go to there are sites you can go to where it shows the endorsements for like 5 or 6 different bar associations.
Yeah.
And that's different.
Right.
So you can see, oh, yeah, this is somebody everybody loves. this is somebody everybody says, no, we don't endorse them.
Right.
Because generally they don't come out and say they're bad, but if they're not endorsed by bar associations, that means lawyers have looked at them and gone, this is not somebody who's qualified to be sitting on the bench.
Right. Right, right, absolutely. Yeah. You are very smart. Yeah, we have Robin Trish of Robin Trish.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's right. A lawyer.
Yeah.
You can always ask him.
Yeah.
Because he does deal with judges.
Yeah.
Angela Shelton is very good about researching judges.
Okay.
So she's my go-to.
Right.
But like I said earlier, I like the idea of more defense attorneys being judges. It's appropriate.
I get that.
And that's why mostly prosecutors get it, because a judge, mostly prosecutors become judges, at least by voting.
Yeah.
Hopefully Judge Mershon is having a nice morning so far.
Hope so.
Donald's already been out saying it's an attack on the United States and blah, 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 blah.
There's an update.
They're muddling. It's going to take some time. And if the defense is smart, which is a big if,
yeah,
they'll take their time in asking the right questions. A listener actually wrote in about one time when her husband was on a jury, and he became the foreman. And at one point, when they went to the jury room to deliberate, he volunteered to be the foreman. He said, I really feel for this plaintiff too, because I was almost killed in a car accident. So it was a car accident thing.
Right.
And then all the other jurors went, you shouldn't be on this jury. And it's like, well, the defense didn't ask the right question.
Right.
Have you ever been in a car accident? That's the first thing.
Sure.
That if you don't want somebody like that on your jury, you ask. Yeah. Like when I was asked, have you ever been the victim of a domestic assault? And I said, no, but my best friend for 6 years was in a relationship like that. And the defense went, thank you, bye.
Yeah.
You know, right. For cause.
Yeah.
They didn't want me on that jury, and I had completely understood it.
Yeah.
So that was the fault of the defense attorneys, mm-hmm. which were an insurance company or something. So, yeah, you know, if his lawyers are doing half a good job, you know, they'll get a decent jury for him.
Yeah.
But this is going to take some time. And yeah, right now we're just, because there are no cameras in the courtroom, it's just reporters coming out when they're on
right.
break
right.
to talk. So that's all I'm seeing right now, too. Let's see. Oh, look, somebody that went to the show.
Okay.
Hi, Judith in Minnesota.
Judith!
Hi. I was at the show on Saturday.
How was it?
I have to say, I was kind of surprised. I can't believe how gifted Frangela is at improvising. They do improv great. They riff great just on stuff they saw that day in Minneapolis.
Yep.
So that was wonderful. And then the crowd. The crowd is great because, like, the people sitting next to me and behind me were hilarious. I mean, the people who come to the show are great people, and that's just one reason of many to go to the show. Somebody brought a My Pillow and gave it to Steph, and you'll just have to imagine the physical comedy that went on from there. So, but that's the really great thing about going to a show is that you can connect with the stars of the show and also with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both Hal Sparks, whom I adore,
yep.
and John Fugelsang came to a pre-party.
Uh-oh. Judith? Did I do something?
So, you know, it's really great to connect with people. So I encourage everybody who can to go see a show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Judith.
I'm glad you
had a good time. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Hal on tomorrow in studio.
In studio.
He's going to be here.
Right there.
Right there. He's going to be right over there. I can't cut to it. I mean, I could.
Wait, yeah, you could.
Over here. There.
Here we go.
He's going to be right there.
Yeah. Right there.
Nice jacket is. He's going to be right there tomorrow, along with Charlie Pierce
yep.
and the lovely and talented Kimberly Johnson,
who is
being groped, I guess, over the weekend at that event that she and Bob were at.
Oh.
But that's what Sue and Kevin said. They were at that thing for the cookbook. So this is fun news.
Right.
Election denialism could cost these 10 GOP reps their seats.
Okay.
And end the Johnson reign.
All right.
Johnson's publicly affirmed with same blah, blah, blah. Never mind. Speaker of the House Johnson gives a brief statement. And it's a picture. House Republican majority is steadily eroding since Mike Johnson won the Speaker's gavel. And if he hopes to remain in this position, they'll have to successfully hold onto every single seat in November.
Okay.
Now, for the Senate side, the GOP has a better map.
Right.
But we can do it,
yeah.
kids. We can do it. We really can. We just need 62 seats in the Senate and then like 300 seats in the House. And then we can get so much done.
Yeah.
Because 62 seats in the Senate, there ain't no filibuster ever happening.
Nope.
Greg Sargent writes that Johnson going down to Mar-a-Lago to talk about something which was stupid. He named 10 House Republicans running in competitive districts that Dems are hoping to flip. Their reelection hopes have been attained with election denialism. Some are very serious and deranged, like Scott Perry.
Uh-huh.
He's one. Ana Paulina Luna, who is Luna. Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin, Mike Garcia and Ken Calvert of the great state of California. Uh-huh. David Schweikert, I think, of Arizona.
All right.
Jen Kiggins of Virginia and Scott Bow in California. Joe Kent in Washington State, Myra Flores in Texas, Dave Wasserman believes that these districts won't be considered competitive in a typical race, but because of the rehashing of the 2020 election, mm-hmm. even their people aren't getting their support anymore. Mm-hmm. Do I have a thing?
Oh, yes, you do have a thing.
So, yeah, I mean, this is good news. So pay attention, Democrats. Let's get this thing going, right?
Yeah.
All right. It is 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show is brought to you by Done With Debt.
Done With Debt.
I want to be done with debt.
Done.
I want
Dunzo.
To go to. Yes, I want to go to there. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. And here's the truth. The system traps you in debt.
Yeah.
High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills, cut interest rates, and their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done With Debt, that's great. Done With Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt, but you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com.
The station where the handbasket to hell leaves from. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplement on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 55 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie sitting in for Ms. Miller.
Final moments of the show.
Hi, Michael in Michigan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You just got solar panels?
Good. I'm just calling. You guys are talking about solar panels, and we just got them this year, and we're loving them. And I'm in Michigan, not exactly a place a lot of people think solar would be.
Right.
And it's working great. You're saving money?
Yeah, everything. So we got them. We do have a south-facing house, but anyway, we got them, and during the day, up through, I'm going to say November, and then starting again in February, during the day, we were just running completely off solar.
Yeah.
In the winter, it dip, and we'd get, we'd still save money, but it wasn't as much. But like right now, a typical day, all day we're running on solar, and then here in Michigan, our energy company has a deal where you can kind of get on specialized rates depending on the time of day, and it's cheaper at night.
Right.
So right about the time when we lose solar, we save money at night because we're paying less for energy, and we charge a battery. It's been awesome. So that future with solar panels and stuff, it's coming for you with the shingles. It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
It is. No, I mean, that's the same with my house, even though they are running at about 40% now.
Okay.
But still, I mean, during the day in the summertime, we're not pulling from the grid at all.
Right.
And we do have a battery backup, so it does charge that.
Sure.
And so like on Mondays, especially because over the weekend, it's just charging the battery.
Yeah.
And I'm on time of use meter because I got the battery, so they changed. Because my old meter used to run backwards.
Okay, yeah.
And now it's different times of day. So I have it go on. I have the battery go on at the peak hours.
Okay.
And then so it's solar during the day, most of the day, and then battery on in the mid-morning to late afternoon, and then back to the grid. But I love it. I just need to upgrade. So, maybe I should start a GoFundMe. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Michael in Oakland, real quick.
To close us out.
Oh,
he lost his chance. Our pro bono lawyer.
Aw, that's a bummer. He was talking about Chris Darden, too. That would have been a fun conversation.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, well.
I voted for him.
I met him. He's lovely.
Yeah.
He's a really nice man, and I think I voted for him as well.
Okay.
I did, too. All right. We are done. Yep. Ms. Miller will be back tomorrow with Charlie Pierce, Hal Sparks, and Kimberly Johnson.
Yeah.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allbaugh, Monday, noon to 2. Will Matt Flynn run for Supreme Court? We'll find out. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.